get comfortable. Relax and get ready for us to put you back in your trance. When I say the first special phrase that you learned in your first trance with me, you return to the room at the top of the stairs and to your comfortable chair. Here we go. Go to sleep now. Go to sleep now. Go to sleep now. You're in the chair at the top of the stairs, and you're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. You're in the chair at the top of the stairs, calm, relaxed, and at peace. I want you to take a look for a moment at the chair you're in. Now that you're back in your trance, you remember what it's like from your last trance. It's comfortable, and one that you enjoy sitting in. You'll be in it until I bring you out of this trance, and you feel at home sitting here and comfortable. Relax and breathe. In a few moments, the number 5 is going to appear on the screen in front of you. There's something about the number 5 you've enjoyed since childhood, and now it's going to help lead you deeper and deeper into this already deep trance. You can see the number 5 appearing in front of you now. You're going to see it perfectly clear. This may take a moment or two, so relax, breathe easily, and wait for it. As I count down from 5 to 1, you'll see the numbers on the chain. You'll see the numbers change on the screen. When we get to the 1, you will be so completely relaxed you'll be unable to think or react to anything unless I tell you to. As we count down, you will relax more and more. You'll feel any distractions or stresses from the day fading away. You become more and more at peace, moving deeper and deeper into your trance. My voice will follow you down. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. You are calm, relaxed, and there's a great sense of peace over you now. You're in the chair at the top of the stairs, and you can clearly see the number 5 on the screen in front of you. As we count down from 5 to 1, you'll relax more and more. You will feel any distractions or stresses from the day fading away, and you'll become more and more at peace, moving deeper and deeper into your trance. And my voice will follow you down. Since you can see the 5 now, we'll go to 4. You can feel yourself sinking down into the chair, your body relaxing. Any stress you may feel is being pulled down and out of you, leaving you feeling light and comfortable. 3. The number on the screen has changed to 3. And the room at the top of the stairs is comfortable as you breathe and relax. You will note a light, pleasant scent, nothing overwhelming, nothing too strong, just something light and nice. 2. The number 2 is on the screen and you've moved deeper into your trance, as deeper than you've ever been, more focused on my voice, paying attention to my words, and only to my words. And the number is moving down now to 1. You can see 1 on the screen, the other numbers have faded, and you're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. You're calm, relaxed, and at peace, and focused only on the sound of my voice. You're perfectly comfortable, far away from any concerns of the day, unable to think or react to anything unless I ask you to. When you wake from this trance, you won't remember the details of this trance, and you'll never consciously try to remember the details of your trances, but your mind and your body will respond in the way it has been programmed to do during them. You're surprisingly comfortable with the instructions you receive in your trances, and will continue to enjoy them and their effects, even when they're a little embarrassing or out of your control. This trance won't take very long, and though you won't remember it from earlier trances and conversations, we're going to do things you've already agreed to, and things you will enjoy as you become more and more the girl these words were made for. In a minute, on the screen in front of you, an image of you is going to appear. You will be wearing your most comfortable lounging around clothes and laying in bed. Because we are watching you on the screen, we're going to use you as we talk about you, and her as we talk about the girl on the screen. We'll use she and her to make it easier to understand that I'm talking about you in the chair or her on the screen. though you are in fact the same person. You are in the chair at the top of the stairs. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. You're in the chair at the top of the stairs, calm, relaxed, and at peace, and focused only on the sound of my voice. Nothing else can distract you, and nothing else is important. You're just calm, relaxed, deeper into your trance. As I speak, as you breathe, you're going deeper in your trance, all the way through this trance. The image on the screen is forming now, and as it does, you'll notice that she has her eyes closed, and that she's in a particularly deep trance herself. In a moment, you'll be able to see her clearly, be able to see you clearly on the screen, and when you can see that she's in the sort of trance that will allow us to have complete control over her reactions, over the reactions of her mind and her body, I want you to make a note of what she's wearing. As the image forms now clearly, you can see what she's wearing, how comfortable it is. You can see the colors. You know the texture of that outfit. Good. You're in the chair at the top of the stairs, and you're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. You're in the chair at the top of the stairs, calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're focused only on the sound of my voice. Nothing else can distract you. Nothing else is important. You're just calm, relaxed, and going deeper into your trance. The girl on the screen is comfortable in bed and in the deepest trance possible, completely ready for any instruction we have for her. She's listening, even as you're listening now, and from now on during the day, when it's safe to do so, she's going to find that her mind drifts to the person who played this file for her, or the person who gave her this file. She will start becoming aroused at the worst possible times thinking about this. As long as she isn't driving or operating machinery of any kind, on and off during the day, her pussy is going to swell, her nipples are going to swell and become super sensitive. Her mind and body will remember what being super aroused is like, and now she won't be able to control it. On and off during the day for several minutes at a time, up to half an hour or more, she'll become uncontrollably aroused. Her clit will become so sensitive that she'll be aware of walking, and any pressure from walking or rubbing her legs together will put her clit on fire, burning to be touched. You are in the chair at the top of the stairs, and you are in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. You're in the chair at the top of the stairs, relaxed and at peace, and you're focused only on the sound of my voice. Nothing else can distract you. Nothing else is important. You're calm, relaxed, and going deeper into your trance, and you can see her clearly on the screen in front of you. Just as we release from inside of her her true sexuality, the sexual her that she has always been able to keep buried beneath the surface, she is actually a hypersexual creature. And from now on, during the day, when she's not driving or operating any machinery, her pussy is going to swell on and off during the day. Her nipples are going to swell and become super sensitive. Her mind and her body know what it's like to be super aroused. Usually she's only this aroused when she's by herself or playing with herself, but now she won't be able to control it. Usually she's only this aroused when she's engaged in sex, or being fucked, or being touched, or touching herself. But now, she won't be able to control it. On and off during the day, for several minutes at a time, for up to half an hour or more, she'll become uncontrollably aroused. Her clit will become so sensitive that she will be aware of walking, and any pressure from walking or rubbing her legs together will put her clit on fire, burning to be touched. Without realizing that it's happening, she's going to find her hands unconsciously moving to her super-sensitive nipples to touch them. Without any conscious thought about it, without realizing that it's happening, she's going to find that she, when she's aroused, will rub her legs together to put pressure on her swollen clit. If you look at her face, you can see a small smile. She's got a small smile on her face as her mind and her body absorb these new changes. As we build the links inside her body and mind to fix these reactions in place, to fix these actions in place where we want them, where they belong. As she becomes more and more aroused, she's going to have to find somewhere to play with herself during the day, somewhere to touch herself until she can orgasm. Until she does, she'll remain hyper-aroused and unable to concentrate on anything else, unable to think, no matter where she is, no matter who is with her, no matter what she's doing, only playing with herself until she orgasms, or having sex with the person who gave her this file will relieve the fire burning in her clit, the fire burning in her pussy, in her nipples, and in her mind. Her mind is going to drift to the person who played this for her or who gave her this CD or this file, on and off during the day. Uncontrollably, this will happen, and any time she thinks about that person, she'll become aroused to some degree, excited and happy. She's listening even as you're listening, and from now on during the day when it's safe to do so, she's going to find that her mind drifts to the person who played this file for her or who gave it to her. She will start becoming aroused at the worst possible times. As long as she isn't driving or operating machinery of any kind, on and off during the day, her pussy is going to swell, her nipples are going to swell and become super sensitive. Her mind and body know and remember what being super aroused is like, not being able to think about anything else, being obsessed with how aroused she is, being obsessed with being allowed to come, and now she won't be able to control it. On and off during the day, for several minutes at a time, up to half an hour or more, she'll become uncontrollably aroused. Her thoughts will only turn to being able to touch herself. Her clit will become so sensitive that she'll be aware of walking, and any pressure from walking or rubbing your legs together will put her clit on fire, burning to be touched. You are in the chair at the top of the stairs, in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. You're in a chair at the top of the stairs, calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you are focused only on the sound of my voice. Nothing else will distract you. Nothing else will be important to you. You're just relaxed, calm, in a deep, deep, deeper trance. You can see clearly on the screen in front of you the girl we've released from inside of you, the girl who we've released her true sexuality for, the sexual her that she's always been able to keep buried deep beneath the surface. She's actually a hypersexual creature, and from now on and off during the day, when she's not driving or operating any machinery, her pussy is going to swell, her nipples are going to swell and become super sensitive. Her mind and body know and remember what being super aroused is like, and now she won't be able to control it. She never really could control it well, and now on and off during the day, for several minutes at a time, up to half an hour or more, she'll become uncontrollably aroused. Her clit will become so sensitive, she'll be aware of walking, and any pressure from walking or rubbing her legs together will put her clit on fire, burning to be touched. Without realizing that it's happening, she's going to find that her hands move unconsciously to her super sensitive nipples to touch them. Without realizing or thinking about what she's doing, she's going to find that when she's aroused, she'll rub her legs together to put pressure on her clit to make herself even more aroused. You can see up on the screen that she has a small smile on her face as her mind and body absorb these new changes. As we build the unbreakable links between her body and her mind, and these reactions, and the way she's going to react to them, where they are in place, where they belong, a part of her. As she becomes more and more aroused when this happens, she's going to have to find some place to play with herself, or touch herself, or be fucked by the person who gave her this file. One of those three things. Until she does, she will remain hyper-aroused, unable to concentrate on anything else. No matter where she is, no matter who's with her or what she's doing, only playing with herself or being fucked by the person, having sex with the person who gave her this file, will relieve the fire burning in her clit, in her pussy, in her nipples, and in her mind. As you watch, you can see on the bed she's beginning to squirm a little bit, thinking about that person right now. Watch carefully, and you'll see her hands drifting down between her legs. She can feel the pressure of her fingers through her clothes. She's becoming insanely aroused. The two of you are the same girl. She is you, and you are her. She's listening as you're listening, and from now on during the day, when it's safe for you to do so, you're going to find that your mind drifts to the person who gave you this file, who played it for you, or who sent it to you. You're going to start becoming aroused at the worst possible times. As long as you aren't driving or operating machinery of any kind, on and off during the day, your pussy's going to swell, your nipples are going to swell and become super sensitive. Your mind and your body remember what being super aroused is like, and now you won't be able to control it. On and off during the day for several minutes at a time, up to half an hour or more, you will become uncontrollably aroused. Your clit will become so sensitive that you'll be aware of walking, and any pressure from walking or rubbing your legs together will put your clit on fire, burning to be touched. You're in the chair at the top of the stairs, and you're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. You're calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're focused only on the sound of my voice. Nothing will distract you. Nothing else is important to you right now. You're just calm, relaxed, deeper in your trance. You can see on the screen in front of you, as we release from inside of you your true sexuality, the sexual you, who you've always been able to keep buried beneath the surface, but who is actually the true you. You're a hypersexual creature, and from now on and off during the day, when you're not driving or operating machinery, your pussy is going to swell. Your nipples are going to swell and become super sensitive, and your pussy will become wet. Your mind and your body will remember what being super aroused is like. They do remember it, and now you won't be able to control it. On and off during the day for several minutes at a time, up to half an hour or more, you're going to become uncontrollably aroused. Your clit will become so sensitive that you'll be aware of walking, and any pressure from walking or rubbing your legs together will put your clit on fire, burning to be touched. Without realizing that it's happening, you're going to find that your hands unconsciously move to the super sensitive nipples that you have to touch them. Without even knowing that it's happening, you're going to find that when you're aroused, you rub your legs together to put pressure on your clit. If you look at the face of you up on the screen, you'll see that a small smile has formed as your mind and your body absorb these changes. As we build the unbreakable links between your body and mind, fixing these reactions in place, where they belong, where we want them. As you become more and more aroused, you're going to have to find somewhere to play with yourself, to touch yourself until you can orgasm. Until you do, you'll remain hyper-aroused. No matter where you are, no matter who is with you, no matter what you're doing, only playing with yourself or having sex with the person who gave you this file will relieve the fire burning in your clit, in your pussy, in your nipples, and in your mind. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. You're calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you can feel the changes we're making, the sexual creature we are letting free of you. The girl on the screen becoming part of you, she is a part of you, becoming one with the changes we are making. In a moment, the image of her, of you, on the screen is going to fade. Once the changes we have made are fixed and permanent, once they will work each and every day, the image will fade. This may be happening now, it might take a moment or two or even several seconds, but once the changes are fixed, working, and permanent, the image of her, of you, will fade completely on the screen. I'm going to count to three, and by the time I get to three, it'll be completely gone. One, the image on the screen is beginning to fade, just as if a TV screen were fading away, going off. Two, you can just barely see the image of you there on the screen. And three, it's completely gone. In a minute, I'm going to have you awake from this trance. But for now, you're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. You are calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're focused on the sound of my voice. You're a little aroused from the changes we've made and from what you, watched you do, watched you feel and change on the screen. When you awake from this trance in a minute, when I tell you to wake, you will not consciously remember any of the details of this trance, anything that we said and did, but your mind and your body will have adjusted to the changes we made, and they will react just as they have been told to do, as you've already seen them react on the screen. Now relax. When you wake, you'll be comfortable and happy. You've enjoyed this trance and the fun we have when we play with hypnosis. When you awake, you'll feel rested and playful and very aroused. When you awake, you'll be very aroused, actually sexually hungry. Your pussy is going to swell now, just like it did for her on the screen. And while I'm talking to you, you're becoming more aroused. You'll feel the blood flow into your pussy, making it swell. Your clit getting hard, super sensitive, and beginning to burn with the need to be touched. There's pressure and awareness between your legs, and the moment your mouth is going to start to water. There is a link between your nipples and your clit. Your nipples are getting hard and swollen. Sensitive, blood's flowing into them. Super insanely sensitive, and you'll need to be touched. You'll need for me to tell you these things, and you'll need for the person who gave you this file to touch you. Your breath is going to start coming faster now, and you need to be touched. The need is moving up from between your legs, up through your swollen pussy and into your belly, up into your tits, burning into your mind, and soon you'll have an uncontrollable need to be touched. You'll either have to touch yourself and play with yourself until you come, or if the person who gave you this file is available, you'll have to touch him, touch her, touch whoever that is, and get them to come with you. The need will be so great that when I wake you, you'll immediately need for that person to touch you. If that person is completely unavailable, then you'll need to touch yourself, needing to feel that person with you, touching you even as you play with yourself. The need for that person to touch you, the need for the person who gave you this file to touch you, to keep touching you, to keep using you, to keep fucking you in some way, will get stronger and stronger until they come or until you've come several times. You may come over and over, but until you can reach that person and help them come, or if they're completely unavailable until you've come several times, you'll have an insane burning need to have that person with you, touching you, or inside of you. I'm going to count to three, and then have you wake. When you wake at my command, it will reinforce all the earlier commands I've given you in this trance and in other ones, especially special phrases I've given you. When you awake from this trance, you won't be able to think about anything except the need to touch, to play with yourself, to deal with how aroused you are. You're going to become insanely aroused when you come out of this trance, and this will not go away until you've come several times, or until you've gone and found the person who sent you this file, or who gave it to you, or who played it for you, and helped them come too. You're a very sexual creature, a very sensual creature, and you'll need this fuck uncontrollably in every cell and every part of your body. One, you're becoming more and more aroused, your pussy's swelling and getting wet, your nipples are hard and super sensitive, and you can let your hands begin to move between your legs. They begin to move between your legs, the other hand can move to your nipples. Two, you're going to stay aroused until you've made yourself come several times, or if that other person who gave you this file is available to you in any way, until you've helped that person come. You'll stay aroused, whether it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or hours, until these things happen. And three, wake up, girl.